Brighton Festival 2018.
Now, onto a very special and maybe my most anticipated event of this year's festival is jazz legend John Sermon, who is appearing tomorrow at St George's Church. Radio Reverb's Mark Johnson, who presents the Slipstream show, caught up with John Sermon on the phone in Oslo to talk about his work and tomorrow's gig.
So, a very warm welcome. It's not often I get a chance to speak to a legend, but today is that day. I'm speaking to John Sermon. How are you, John?
Well, I'm fine, absolutely. I'm here sitting in Oslo, and it's a very fine, sunny day.
How long have you lived out there for?
Well, I've been here for about 8 years now. Yeah. I live most of my life in Kent.
Yeah.
But finally, because my wife is Norwegian, and I've reached a certain age, I've kind of moved over here.
Your wife being Karen Krog.
Is correct.
Yeah, another prominent figure in the jazz scene. Must be a great duo at the Sermon
household.
Well,
yes, and we were lucky enough to play on the Brighton Festival, or at least for the Brighton Jazz Club. I think it was probably that in November a couple of years ago, Karen and I, and it was a very nice audience, very nice to play down there.
Yeah, we love our jazz down here. Now, it's an amazing career, 50 plus years in jazz. What can I say? I mean, you went to the London College of Music back in the 60s, and you were studying classical music, weren't you?
Well, that's right, because in those days there weren't any sort of jazz specialist courses at all, except one in America, you know, and I couldn't afford to go there. So that was it, really. And I studied the clarinet for a few years and spent the evenings in smoky dives and jam sessions.
That was sort of considered as the sort of dirty music, wasn't it, at the time in Britain?
I actually got thrown out of the practice rooms for improvising. But it's okay, because finally the director of the London College of Music turned out to be Andrew Lloyd Webber's father, and he had an interest in improvisation, so I got dispensation for the last year, which was nice.
And good times, you know, I imagine you would have played Ronnie Scott's and what have you in those days, the early days of Ronnie
Scott's.
That's
right. Well, you know, it took a couple of years. I mean, you know, you've got to find your feet, but eventually I ended up playing it in Ronnie's band and working quite a lot at Ronnie's, which was fun. I mean, as all of jazz lovers will know, Ronnie Scott was not only a very good saxophone player, but he was also a great comedian. You know, and so it was fun to work with him and listen to the ways he could deliver the same joke every night and still get the timing
absolutely
right.
Absolutely, yeah. I saw him at the Barnes Jazz Club a few times, and what a great character. Absolutely brilliant. Should have had his own TV show, I think.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah. And another guy that I worked with at that time was Humphrey Lyttelton, who also, in his own way, was a great character and a terrific broadcaster, too. Yeah.
So, over the years, you also worked with Alexis Korner.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was a great grounding in the blues. And I think, you know, for my generation, I think probably anyone who aspires to play jazz, I think you need to know something about playing the blues. Yeah. And I got that experience with Alexis.
What's been your sort of period of your work have you enjoyed the most? I mean, you've worked in lots of styles, haven't you? You know, with synthesizers and brass bands, string quartets, choirs. What's been your... I mean, it's pretty varied. Yeah. When a new album comes out, we don't know what to expect.
Well, you know, I mean, I hope that's a good thing. It's not such a good thing for people who have to market it, you know. Yeah. They don't know which box to put it in. Mm. But, you know, over 50 years, I mean, I would have bored playing, you know, the same style of music and doing the same thing. So it was curiosity, and music's a wide world, and most of the inspiration has come from the people that I've had the chance to work with.
Yeah.
You know, if you work with terrific musicians, they move you in different directions. And that's all I've done. I've more or less followed, you know, my instinct and been inspired by the people that I've been fortunate enough to work with. So I wouldn't say that any period really was a period that I really enjoyed more than any other. And I mean, I'm still, to this day, I really enjoy working in all kinds of contexts.
I always have this theory that every home should have a copy of a certain album, and I reckon every home should have a copy of Saltash Bells, because I absolutely love that album. It's ambient, and it moves from scene to scene almost. It's a really beautiful album. Memories of making that? John?
Yeah, the solo things that I do, they often take quite a while. You know, it's gathering ideas. It's maybe like more like sort of writing a book or something. Yeah. I mean, the idea of Salt Ash Bells, as you might have gathered, is when I was growing up, my dad was keen on dinghy sailing and down at Salt Ash, where the big Royal Albert Bridge is, and there were church bells ringing across the water on Wednesday evening when they have bell ringing practice. And, you know, those kind of scenes give me musical ideas somehow. And the thing is based on that, and then various other things happen, and you get this kind of mood and atmosphere, and the pieces are created from there. Yeah, a process that took a little while and ended up, as many of mine do, in Oslo, recording with the legendary Jan Erik Kongshaug engineer, right. Who's always great fun to work with. Good memories of it, absolutely.
And the jazz scene in Norway and Scandinavia, it's very vibrant, isn't it?
It is absolutely a vibrant scene here. Yeah. And, you know, I have some contact with some of the younger musicians. I mean, my wife, Karen, as you noted, has been one of the legends of Norwegian Scandinavian jazz singing. So through her, I meet a lot of the younger musicians. And in fact, of course, at Brighton, you're going to have the pleasure of listening to someone who, as far as I know, very, very rarely played in the UK. His name's Vigleik Storoff. He's a terrific pianist. The audience in Brighton are really going to enjoy him. He's full of energy and a sense of humour. I mean, not that necessarily is vitally important.
Absolutely.
Travel down tomorrow from Trondheim, where he lives, and in fact teaches at one of these famous jazz academies in Trondheim. And we'll have a little rehearsal tomorrow, and then set off on our way to Brighton.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Playing tracks from the new album was abroad.
There are a couple of pieces that'll be new for Vigleik and myself to play from the in Invisible Threads album, and then others from a repertoire. We've played several concerts, but in various places apart from Norway and Romania and in Italy and so on. And it's always fun to play with him, but it's not something that we do regularly.
Yeah.
So it's always a treat. But we have some of his compositions, which I'm sure the people are really going to love.
Great, excellent. And the sound in the church, St. George's Church, is absolutely superb.
I've heard about that, so I'm looking forward to that. I think it'll be really nice with the piano and the soprano sax. So.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
Well, that's on the 10th of May, 8 o'clock, St. George's Church. John Sermon, it's been an absolute pleasure and an honour, I tell you, to talk to you.
well, thanks very much, and I hope it'll all go well.
I'm sure it'd be great. So thanks for talking to us at Radio Reverb. John Sermon, brilliant stuff. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Jazz legend John Sermon there, talking to Mark Johnson from Slipstream, and he is playing tomorrow night at St. George's Church. And like Mark said, if you haven't heard the Salt Ash Bells album, it is a truly remarkable piece of work. So if you are wondering whether to go and check out that show, do listen to that album first. It might just change you. But I'm excited about this gig tomorrow, because the St. George's Church I've heard a lot about, which I've never been to.
Oh, Jack, you're in for a treat. Gorgeous church up in Kemp Town. That's two churches in Kemp Town we've been talking about. Fantastic acoustics for a jazz event or something like this, or a vocal event. And I think you're absolutely going to have a total treat. I think you're going to be transported away.
Brilliant.
I'm envious of you going to that.
Absolutely. Very excited.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival Hour.